which means ideas are expanding and inventions are expanding and well-being is expanding and prosperity is expanding. It's all expanding because all of us are asking. And I am managing my relationship with the expansion and allowing myself to let in the pieces of that expansion that I've personally identified as my desires. How good is that, you say?
Would you say in those moments that I was thinking I was feeling contentment that I may have been a bit higher up because I'm just so sensitive to emotion in general?
Yes.
Okay.
And we want to put contentment in a place of enormous respect. In other words, we want to call that feeling of contentment alignment. Alignment right now. Alignment with where I am. Alignment. But what we notice with most of you is that, and this is the reason that we put it in the center of the emotional scale. If you stay in contentment too long, you get bored, which makes you ask for more adventure. Or you find yourself feeling too limp, which makes you ask for more clarity. In other words, you just cannot stay there. The perfection of the balance of the universe and the perfection of the relationship between you and you will not allow you to stand in contentment very long. And that's such a good thing. So some who are just stepping into this and not really understanding what we've been talking about might say, oh, what an odd seminar that is, because what they're teaching is find contentment and then understand that it won't last and then find it again. And then understand that it won't last and then find it again. And then understand that it won't last and then find it again. So that means I'm in an eternal state of reaching for more, and we say, yep. That's who we all are, eternally expanding. We cannot stand still.
So contentment in the vortex, boredom out?
Contentment in, that's really good.
Well, should I repeat it? I thought I heard some people. Okay, if I'm in contentment, then that qualifies as in the vortex, but once I get bored, I've slipped out.
So let's take your powerful acknowledgement a step further. If I stay in the vortex too long,
I get bored.
It throws me out.
Nice.
Because
it's all about expansion.
Because what is the predominant thing that I put in my vortex before I even got here into this body? Freedom and growth and joy. Expansion is such an inevitable consequence of life that you just can't stand still. And when you try, you get out of balance. Watch a bird flying and watch him say, never mind, I won't flap my wings anymore. In other words, you can't stand still. Energy is always in motion, you see. So this is the perfect process of eternity. The split perspective of that which is you. The source part of you remains consistently focused. Now, take us to the next question. It has to be bubbling within you. Say it.
Oh,
Does source maintain contentment? Is source in that place of pure positive energy? Does source maintain contentment? And we say, source sent you. Source sent you to explore the contrast. That's why we say to you, you are the leading edge of this expanding universe, you see. So Source says, you go forth, you explore the contrast, you reach for more. We will ride the rocket of your asking and hold the balance of it, shining a spotlight eternally for you to come into alignment with. And once you come into alignment, then off we all go again.
And did we also agree that the indicator would always be in the solar plexus first? That would be the first sign of...
Well, you could be so psychically tuned to vibration that you could have a vision before you feel it. In other words, people often say to Esther, oh, you are so lucky that you get to listen to Abraham, because Abraham could have you always in a place of well-being. Abraham could say, watch out, there's something in the road. And we say, it's much better. Esther receives impulses all the time that she's not translating into sentences. And we think your emotions are just the